I'd like to know, 'cause here I go.
And what's wrong with that? What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Silly Love Songs by Wings and Paul McCartney. And that's the theme of today's show, Silly Love Songs. It's the week, I'd say, well, it's the month, but also specifically the week of romance and of love. It's Valentine's Day on Wednesday, which is technically tomorrow because it is technically Tuesday. And yeah, so I wanted to go through and listen to some fun songs about love, because love is the greatest muse on which artists choose to create music. It's even in the title, Muse and Music. No way. But yeah, there's so many great songs about love. Like, music obviously can send so many different messages, and there's so many different things that people can make music about, you know, betrayal, lust, the Jackson Park Express, if we're talking about Weird Al, you know, like, people can make music about anything. But there's something so special about a love song that it just kind of, it hits different. And so the selection of love songs I've picked out today are love songs that I particularly really, really like. And yeah, I hope you enjoy all of them. If you are with someone, if you have a significant other, may you have a pleasant Valentine's with them. If you're single, remember, and this is how my family celebrates Valentine's Day, it's the holiday of love and friendship, and the love of friendship. So if you're single, remember you're not alone. You have friends, and let your friends know that you love them, because that's important. Sometimes you don't say it enough. But enough babbling. Here is the next song I have for you. It's a very special song to me. It is actually a song that I, it was one of the first songs that I performed myself, because I used to like performing, singing and stuff. Fun fact about me. And I performed this when I was a little, what was I, 11 or 12, at an open mic at my school. And it's by the royalty of music, Queen. Here is A Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Raise a little thing all over. tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see you. Tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see you.
That was Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, from his awesome, awesome, awesome album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans. That's probably in one of my top favorite albums of all time, if I'm going to be honest. I know it's only 10 tracks, but all 10 tracks are bangers. And this song is just, it's beautiful. And it's, I feel like it's crazy that it came out 14 years ago. I was math. I was 6. There's no way. No, that doesn't make any sense. What the heck? What is my math? I was 7. Yeah, I was 7. Still really young. That's still very, very young. Gee whiz. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm wrestling with my mortality right now. But that's not the topic of the show. The topic of the show this week is love. And I love my mortality. And I love Bruno Mars. And I love Doo-Wops and Hooligans. And to continue it with more love, all these silly love songs, call back to the first song I played, one could say they all have, as the Plain White Tees would say, the rhythm of love.
Stuck in the clouds, she begs me to come down, says boy, quit fooling around. I told her I love the view from up here, warm sun and wind in my ear, will watch the world from above as it turns to the rhythm of love. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine, all mine. Play the music low and sway to the rhythm of love. Like a drum, a guitar string to the strum, a beautiful song to be sung. She's got blue eyes deep like the sea that roll back when she's laughing at me. She rises up like the tide the moment her lips meet mine. Keep you in my mind, the way you make love so fine. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine, all mine. Play the music low and sway to the rhythm of
chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours. Just one big family. tongue, checking my tongue in the mirror, and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours.
That was Jason Mraz singing his hit song, I'm Yours. What a beautiful song. I feel like that song has just always been existent in my life. I mean, it came out in 2008, which was when I was starting like kindergarten. So I feel like that age is when you begin to have long-term memory. So that song has just always been there. You know, it's always been around, but it's not an old song. I mean, now it is, but to me, it was just a song that always existed, but it wasn't old. Like, it didn't exist before me, if that makes sense. But it's a great song and it's super nice. And Jason Mraz has a great voice. And the funniest thing about Jason Mraz is, I don't know if this is a super common thing, but I only recently figured out what he looked like. I had realized I hadn't actually seen pictures of him. And then apparently via my TikTok For You page, this is not an uncommon occurrence. Other people have experienced a similar phenomenon of not knowing what Jason Mraz looks like. So I don't know. His music is great, though. I am familiar with his music, but his face, I don't know. Maybe not as much. Now maybe, but before, maybe not as much. It's PSA time. Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. This event is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know? There was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband. When I tried it, my apple peel spelled out WMFO. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Support music. Woo! Okay. Let's get back to where we were. Talking about love. Talking about Jason Mraz. Talking about not knowing what Jason Mraz looks like. But there is one singer that I do know what he looks like, and I know what his name is, and I know what he sounds like, and I've seen him up close, and my mom has seen him up even up closer. Of course, I'm talking to the legendary Chris Martin of Coldplay. And next up, one of the most beautiful, soft, and simple melodies they've ever concocted. Hear from their first album, I'm pretty sure. Oh my goodness, from 2000. Here is Yellow.
jumped across for you. Oh, what a thing to do. 'Cause you were all yellow. I drew a line. I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all. Myself try.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. Tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. See, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean
eyes are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
I love Elton John. What a great song. It's your song. Your song. No, seriously. Elton John is so amazing, and Your Song is probably one of his best, like, slower songs. I think Saturday Night's All Right is probably one of my favorites of his, but I think that Your Song is probably the best of his. It's just such a beautiful song, and the meaning behind it and everything is really sweet. If you haven't seen Rocket Man with Taron Egerton, I would recommend it. If you haven't seen Kingsman with Taron Egerton, I recommend it. If you haven't seen Sing with Taron Egerton, I recommend it. If you haven't seen Eddie the Eagle with Taron Egerton, I recommend it. Anything with Taron Egerton, you should be watching. Because Taron Egerton is a good actor. Getting back to the show and love, because love is lovely, as some might say. Love is loving. Love is love. Love is love. I'm from California. I feel like I've talked about that on the show before. But the California sound, obviously, has been influenced by none other than the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys. Yes, the Beach Boys. Their sound is so nice. I love their sound, and the stuff that they put out was so good. And there's one song in particular that just hits. It hits you deep in the soul. And it feels so good, but it makes you so vulnerable. And like, I don't know. And I don't know if you know. But you know who do know? God only knows.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
next to go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
The amazingly talented Adele singing her very famous rendition of Make You Feel My Love by the infamous Bob Dylan. That song, apparently, I was looking it up while the song was playing, has become what's known as a standard, which means, you know, like lean on me. And sorry, I meant lean. Well, not lean on me. Like, stand by me and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Songs like that, where they are performed by a lot of artists. Because apparently, Make You Feel My Love has been covered by more than 450 different artists. Fun fact. But Adele's, other than Bob Dylan's, is the most popular. And she's very beautiful voice, very talented. And it's such a beautiful song in terms of the lyrics, because it's basically like, no matter what, like, I just need you and I'll be okay because I love you. And that's beautiful. And that's just the type of affection that should be celebrated this week on Valentine's Day. So sweet. So amazing. I've been very busy, and I know my girlfriend also is busy this week. But traditionally, one of the things I love to do, because I love movies, is during or around Valentine's Day, I like to watch rom-coms. Because they're fun, and they're pretty chill. Sometimes they're a little silly, but they're nice because they celebrate the season, and they're very innocent usually. And one of my favorites is 10 Things I Hate About You. And I actually managed to finally show it to my girlfriend, I think it was last year. And we watched it, and she really liked it, which was very pleasing for me, because I always love when I recommend something to someone and they actually end up enjoying it. We have yet to reach the Ferris Bueller obstacle, but we will get there. But she really did like the movie. She loved Heath Ledger, and just the whole movie. She thought that the dad of the girls was kind of kooky, and I was like, yeah, but she loved it. And of course, the most famous scene from that movie is when Heath Ledger starts singing to ask Kat out. And it's like a really, really beautiful scene, because it's like, yo, does this dude actually like her, or will he do anything for the cha-chinga? But it doesn't matter, because he's also singing Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And here, in their original doo-wop troupe, that's what I like to call them, the doo-wop troupe. I'm just kidding. I've never called them that before in my life. Here is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you. If you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Trust in me.
That was All You Need Is Love by The Beatles from their movie. Well, they didn't write it for the movie, but it was in the movie, The Yellow Submarine. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend. Movie is good. Movie is silly. Beatles movies in general were quirky and fun. So if you like quirky and fun, you'll enjoy the Beatles movie, especially that it's animated, because they're all exaggerated, and they did Ringo Starr dirty, and it's kind of funny. But yeah, all you need is love. All you need is love, and that is the theme of everything. Just love. Just spread love. Because love is good. But I feel like I can't talk about love and music about love without the original banger. The original banger. I'm going to try to fit it in real quick before I say bye-bye. But here is the original banger, Jackie Wilson. And Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. That's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday, a great Valentine's Day, and just a great time. Remember to tell that person that you love them. Remember to call your mama. Tell her that you love her. Call that one friend that you haven't talked to in like 2 years. Just ring him up. Maybe just shoot him a text. Say, I value you. I love you. Thank you for being you. Because people will appreciate it. Today in one of my classes, I was talking to someone about the impact that you have on other people when you least expect it. You don't know if a comment you make will change a person's life. So remember to always appreciate everybody, because everybody deserves to be appreciated. Have a great week, guys.